I suppose I'm quite fortunate to have a bit of a facility with words and an ability to come up with a quick quip every now and then. But sometimes it can be my downfall as well. About 6 weeks ago, between 6 and 6.30 every evening, Monday to Friday, my wife comes home from work, having done a proper day's work and real money, and I am already at home, and I make sure that I've folded away the crossword puzzle and I've got up my writing notebooks, and we have a little bit of a download of how the day's gone. And she, 6 weeks ago, she was saying, in the office building where she worked, some of the women were together and they were discussing how important it was that they should have matching underwear. My wife doesn't really have much of a view on this, except it probably isn't that important. But anyway, this morning, as I was reading my Agatha Christie in bed and my wife was getting up, I glanced up and I noticed that she was wearing matching underwear. I said, "Oh, you've got matching underwear on today." It was sort of lacy underwear, lacy briefs and lacy bra. And I said, without really considering the effect of what I was saying, "You look like an erotic doily." And that didn't really go down very well. Anyway, I don't know why I said all that. Right, so that's got that out of the way. 3 weeks ago, I was phoned up and said, "Do you want to run a... there's a possibility you could be running a little workshop for primary school children in Severn Beach. Don't know whether there's any money or not." Anyway, I had a lot of phone calls. The topic was going to be spiders and insects and things like that. And so had the conversation, couldn't get an answer about whether they were going to give me the work or not. So I thought I'd better start work at least on some insect and spider poems, because I didn't have any. Of course, the work never turned up. But anyway, this was one of the poems. It's about the widow spider. Are you all familiar with the widow spider? After mating, tends to do away with its mate. The widow spider, does she regret all the husbands that she ate? Or was there one or even two of whom she thought, "I do love you," before she bared her fangs to chew? Thank you. So that's that one. And last Tuesday, was it last Tuesday or the... Yes, last Tuesday, we met at the Café Kino, some of the poets in here, for the monthly Poetry Unlimited hour between 11.30 and 12.30. And every month there's a topic, and the topic this month that you could write about or find a poem about was vanity. And this was my take on vanity. When I sat down to write a poem about vanity, I was conscious that I should not use profanity, that I should avoid being greedy or gannety, hogging the limelight from the rest of humanity, because that would surely test their sanity and ruffle up their suave urbanity. So here goes. I didn't look in the mirror this morning. I didn't check that my hair was just so. I didn't pirouette in my Springsteen singlet or preen like a teenage Romeo. I didn't brush the fluff off my collar. I didn't polish my new stylo shoes. I didn't splash on the Old Spice with passion or ponce about like I was the news. Vanity of vanities, said the preacher man. Vanity of vanities, all is vanities, said the preacher man. But that may be true, but I say to you, I wish that I had taken more care about the state of my nasal hair and the zip on my trousers, which gaped and exposed my rather unfortunate underclothes, as I stood up to greet this sweet-looking nun who'd agreed to meet me with a view to have fun and possibly more, despite the strictures of canonical law. But it took just one look before she slung her hook and left me talking to air. Oh, if only I'd taken more care. Thank you.
Mr. David C. Johnson.